Anyone here looking forward to Christmas?
Yeah.
Everyone loves Christmas. I was reading recently that Jesus was an oldest child. And I thought that was interesting because Mary and Joseph must have had some pretty high standards. Because I think Jesus Christ was pretty good, you know? I mean, if the Son of God slides out my wife's vagina, I'm just going to stop there. I mean, isn't it pretty much downhill at that point? Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to compete with that. And I was also thinking that Jesus' mom probably gave him shit as a teen, just like all of our moms do. Like, Jesus would be like, Mom, I'm going out with Judas, we're going to tip some camels, I'll be back later. And his mom would be like, I don't want you hanging out with that boy, he's trouble. And if your dad catches you again with him, he's going to nail your ass to the wall. And Jesus has come back with like, he's not my real dad. You can always pull that ace card. I'm also pretty bummed out because my computer crashed a few weeks ago and I lost a lot of shit. I took it to one of those computer repair places, which is always an experience. Because when you walk in holding your broken computer, they look at you like some abusive parent holding your, like, your kid who's covered in bruises. So when they take the computer from you, they're like, it's okay. He can't hurt you anymore. So I just told the guy I fell down the stairs. And whenever they give you the bad news, they always make it seem like it's your fault. Like they laid a guilt trip on you. Like this guy was like, sorry, Mr. Hagerman, your computer's dead. You probably downloaded a virus when you were downloading all that nasty pornography we found. Did those ladies know there was a camera in the toilet? I was like, no, and that's what makes it hot. Anyone here scared of dying? Yeah, big cheer for that. What?
My wife, I welcome
you. Wow, thanks for bringing the room up for me. That's cool. Yeah, that's why you never want to end up on death row. And death row is actually something I'm fascinated about. I find it kind of interesting because, like, these guys always order the most, like, mundane last meals, like, the most simple stuff, like meatloaf. If that were me, I'd order something that would take a little bit more time to make, just to, like, stall a little bit longer. Like, I would order maybe a cheesesteak with onion rings, and then a side of yellow-tailed woolly monkey. And maybe one of some purple spots. But if that actually worked, it would, like, blow the whole last meal thing for everyone after that. But the warden would come in and be like, all right, smartasses, thanks to Carl, from now on it's Juicy Juice and Hot Pockets. And I actually do hope I end up on death row because... So if any of you guys have killed anyone, you want to frame me, it's cool. Because I don't want a lame death, like cancer. It's so boring. I really want the electric chair. That's really what I'm shooting for because 10 minutes before they fried me, I swallowed like 20 pounds of popcorn kernels. So when they turned the juice, like this popcorn would just start shooting out like my mouth and my ears. And I had like these tears of butter. And like everyone would be freaking out. They'd be like, oh Jesus, he was made of popcorn. And we killed him. And the victim's families could all like gather around and then eat my popcorn. And they'd be like, this is the taste of justice. Buttery justice. Okay, that's it for me tonight. Thank you very much.